This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Friends, greetings and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle, but what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. 844-236-6010 is our number. We welcome your phone calls. If you have questions about formulations, ingredients, our true skin health products, if you have a comment or a success story you'd like to share, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. And if you want to purchase longevity products, head to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com and click on the Join the Team link if you want to start a longevity business. We'd love to have you on The Bright Side Ben team for a one-time $25 fee. You can get your products at the wholesale price, and you can help join me in my mission to educate the world about the power and importance of a good nutritional supplement program. Also want to remind you to check out our Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. Never any preservatives, fragrances, fillers, waxes, emulsifiers, silicone, oil, water, nothing your skin doesn't need or doesn't want in any of our Truth Treatments, truthtreatments.com. Prescription strength products without a prescription. These are all developed in my compounding pharmacy. All my Truth Treatments were formulated originally for prescription on a prescription basis. These are prescription strength products without a prescription for healing the skin, for anti-aging the skin, for reversing, or helping reverse the signs of aging. More collagen, softer skin, more better texture. Just get online and check out the reviews. It's pretty amazing the stuff people are saying about Truth Treatments. TruthTreatments.com, TruthTreatments.com. All right, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about the periodic table and the elements and the minerals. We said that minerals can exist in various forms, or the elements in the periodic table can exist in various forms. They're complex in different ways. You've got different types of minerals. You've got rocks. You've got minerals. You've got metals. The metals are always changing shape and changing electrical structure. It's kind of a pretty confusing subject, this whole idea of how the periodic table and the minerals and the elements all get together to form everything that we know, from rocks to plants to people. And it's really difficult to understand how mineral nutrition works if you don't understand these basics. This is why there's so much confusion in the world of nutrition in general, but specifically when it comes to understanding the minerals. So we're talking about the periodic table, how it relates to health. We said that minerals are made up of the elements. You got three main distinctions. You got rocks, you got minerals, and you got metals. So the periodic table, all the little boxes on the periodic table get together to form rocks, minerals, and metals. And they're all sort of related to each other. Rocks are made up of a bunch of minerals. If the elements on the periodic table are letters, the minerals would be words, and the rocks would be phrases. That's a good way to think about it. You got the little elements making up bigger elements, making up bigger substances, making up even bigger substances. And basically you're talking about elements forming minerals, forming rocks. Metals are a specific type of mineral. Metals are have unique qualities, and really quite fascinating qualities. And it turns out that most of the periodic table could be said to be metals. In other words, have metallic properties, conduction, and the way that things go together. But for our purposes, it's really about the minerals. So rocks are formed of minerals, combinations of minerals. Rocks contain mostly metallic minerals. Most of the world is metallic. Most of our reality is metallic. The minerals are substances that contain the same basic elements repeating themselves over and over again. So you've got like something like aluminum oxide. That would be a type of mineral, or aluminum dioxide. It'd be just a group of minerals just in clumps. That's a good way of putting it, clumps. You've got oxides, hydroxides, sulfates, silicates. I don't want to get too much into the weeds on that. But the really important thing, the thing that I find so fascinating and so important about the minerals, is they form these really fascinating organized structures, which if you looked at them with the right kind of detection, you would see cages, little boxes, little orderly boxes, where pieces of electricity, which of course called electrons, can be stored. These are the crystals. And minerals, for the most part, tend to be structured this way. The minerals are crystalline. The vast majority of minerals are crystalline. And this gives them, the minerals in general, really amazing electrical and conductive properties. It makes the earth, which is mostly mineral, at least the crust of the earth is mostly mineral, it makes the earth into the surface of the earth into a huge crystal. And when you factor in the ocean, you factor in the electrical charging properties of the ocean, the storage, electrical storage properties of the ocean. The ocean is a huge electrical storage sink. It just sucks up electrical energy from the sun and does all kinds of amazing things. And then when you factor in the crystalline nature of the solid part of the earth, you can only imagine. And then you factor in the sun, which is beating down on the ocean, on the earth. You can't even imagine the kind of electrical energy that planet Earth must be conducting and storing and releasing. The Earth, and that, I'm just talking about the crust, the center of the Earth is liquid metal. Imagine that. It's metal that is super, super highly charged. The Earth, the planet that we live on, everything about the Earth is this incomprehensibly large electrical circuit that is just spewing, pouring, emanating vast, incomprehensibly vast amounts of electrical energy onto everything, including us. This is where earthing is so important. We talked about earthing a couple weeks ago. We talked about earthing. The earth is spewing electrical energy. I mean, we're part of that electrical energy. All of our electrical energy comes from the electrical energy from the earth and from the sun, and together, the sun and the earth. There's an interesting mineral that's formed from pressure of the minerals, pressure of the crust, of the minerals in the crust. So you got this immense amounts of pressure that are occurring on the earth over the course of billions of years. Billions of years, that's a long time. This pressure forms very interesting types of substances out of the rock, out of the inorganic minerals. Over the course of billions and billions of years, these rocks, these minerals and these rocks, react with water and oxygen and various life acids from dead plants and from animals, and it forms even more electrical substances, even more electrically active crystalline substances called clays. A clay is minerals and rocks that have been squished after billions of years of things being piled on them and piled on them and piled on them and piled on them. And this squishing creates very interesting substances that scientists now believe represent the beginnings of life. The very beginnings of life. The interface between the inorganic minerals, the crystalline inorganic minerals that make up the vast amounts of the crust, and pressure, and life acids, and water, and oxygen, form what scientists now believe to be the beginnings of life. And this isn't just this. The life-giving properties of these clays is not just important for an evolutionary perspective, just to make it interesting. It also has a very important health and nutritional perspective advantage or property, which we'll talk about when we come back from our break. I'm Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Retrievers, Labradors, Goldens are the main breeds that come through our door, but we'll train anything with four legs and a tail. My husband and I own a kennel. We train hunting dogs and also have a boarding and grooming business. And our dogs, they're athletes, and we feed them very quality food. You can't get enzymes in a commercial dog food because they cook it at such a high heat that so much important nutrition is just cooked right out of it. But adding Dynavite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
DINOVITE.com.
859. 428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids,
flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa, the digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
DINOVITE.
Dynavite's the bomb.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we're back on The Bright Side. We got lines open. 844-236-6010 is our number. 844-236-6010. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or by calling 866-735-2470. And you can get all our True Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. All right, so you got rocks, you got minerals, you got metals, you got crystals. They're all really confusing. The most important thing, I think, to understand is that what we call nutritional minerals are the end result of lots and lots of action on top of the earth. Lots of it. And the earth itself, the soil itself, the crust of the earth, the surface of the earth, not just the soil, which is the very tippy top of the earth, the whole crust is super fascinating. All the stuff it does, all the electrical energy it has, the earth is a big, huge, massive electricity spewing crystalline system. That is so amazing to me. This earth that we, this beautiful planet that we're on, it's no accident that it's so full of life because of all that electrical energy. It's a huge electrical circuit. So anyway, you got these pressures and these actions, chemical actions that take place on the rock and on the minerals. And then over the course of billions of years, you get these sheets of super high, I mean, the whole thing is electrical, but these sheets are super highly electrical. They're combinations of organic acids and they call it weathering. What ends up happening is these minerals get weathered and form layers. The layers are technically called clays. They're mostly made up of kaolin. You may have heard of the term kaolin or kaolinite substances. And these clays are unbelievably salubrious, health-giving. I particularly like bentonite. Bentonite's a classic example. Bentonite and kaolin are the classic examples of various combinations of minerals that form these clays. And they've got amazing health properties when you take them orally. You can actually drink bentonite clay, and it is delicious. It's shockingly delicious because you put it in, you take a half a teaspoon of bentonite clay, you stir it in water, and it looks like a puddle. Literally, it looks like a puddle. But when you drink it, it tastes so delicious, and it is so, so good for you for so many reasons. When you drink bentonite clay, or kaolin for that matter, you get the advantages of the crystals. You're drinking this highly electrically charged crystalline substance that's made of minerals. And it has a wonderful detoxifying property. Not only is it a source of electrical energy and a source of electrical minerals, but it's also detoxifying. It's one of the best detoxes you could do. In fact, everybody should be doing bentonite clay every day or some kind of clay. There's a clay that they get from Wyoming called Redmond clay. That's another good clay. There's various clays. There's all kinds of clays, probably hundreds, maybe thousands of different clays. There's a guy in Texas. I don't know if he's listening. He used to listen when we were on. We had a station in Austin. We don't have a station in Austin, but if you're listening in Austin on the internet, there's a guy who is near Brave New Books in Austin named Gary Hanna. I don't know if he's listening. Hi, Gary, if you are. I haven't heard from you for a while. And he had a little shop underneath Brave New Books with just all kinds of different clays. He was a clay expert. I don't know if he's still there, but if he's there, he's got all kinds of nutritional clays that you could buy. I should probably look him up. Gary Hanna is his name. Anyway, these clays have really interesting properties that scientists now believe led to eventually the formation of life, which of course is perfectly matches up with what the book of Genesis says in the Bible, that man came from the earth. You know, if you consider that to be a metaphor, you could say life came from clay. Man came from the earth, or life came from clay. And the theory is, the thinking is that the electrical properties of the clay attracted various life compounds, specifically amino acids. And these amino acids ultimately led to other acids and other life acids, and ultimately led to life itself, which is called the clay theory of evolution. That's the latest thinking among evolutionary biologists. In any case, these clays are really, really interesting, but they are not the mother lode of nutrition. They're not. First you got the feldspars, then you got the clays, and then after further activity, you get what is called humus. Now you're really talking about nutrition. Now you're really talking about health. Now you are really talking about the life force when you talk about the humus. In fact, the humus, it always struck me as being kind of interesting, the human and humus come from the same root. Humus is made up of clay. But it also has, in addition to clay, it's got leaves and it's got old plants and it's got all the organic matter. Humus, I grew up in New Jersey, and in New Jersey there's lots of forest. And if you ever walk in the forest, you know that the earth is just squishy and soft. That stuff is humus, and it is powerful, powerful nutrition. So you got the first, you got the rocks and the mineral. First you got the minerals, then you got the feldspars, then you got the clays, and these are all various. These are all increasing electrical energy. These all represent increasing levels of electrical energy, increasing levels of activity, increasing levels of life force, if you will. The feldspars are really probably the beginning. That's probably where the rock, the mineral meets the light, meets the life, and the feldspars turn into the clays, and then the clays turn into the humus. The humus kicks butt. That stuff is where that's everything, is the humus. And it's really interesting how the more plants you have, the more humus you have, which leads to more plants, which leads to more humus. It's like a positive feedback loop where the more life you have, the more humus you have, and it continues this way. This is how jungles and forests and how life forms on planet Earth. It's really kind of an interesting process. So anyway, after the humus, that's the life force. But in the humus, the electrical energy is carried by something even more concentrated. And that's called the fulvics. That's where the fulvics are. The fulvics are what carry the electrical energy for the humus, which is made up of the clays, which itself comes from the feldspars, which comes from the minerals, all in that increasing order. And by the way, the fulvics, which are the minerals, that's the core of everything, the electrical minerals, those come from the microbes, from the bacteria. And I have been fascinated with clays and fulvics and humus and fulvic for many, many years. And what I use in my products, when I'm formulating products, topical products, is I use fulvics. I love the fulvics. The fulvics, or fulvic acid, which are the active ingredient in the humus, which comes from the clays. That's the electrical stuff, is the fulvics. The fulvics go into solution. You can just take the fulvics and you just put them in water. You can't do that with clays. Clays won't dissolve in water. Humus doesn't dissolve in water. But the fulvics, those dissolve in water. That's the water-soluble portion of the dirt. The water-soluble portion, electrically charged water-soluble portion of the dirt is called the fulvics. And they are tremendously valuable. Not just internally, but also topically. You can do all kinds of things to accelerate healing, to stimulate the immune system, to detoxify topically as well as internally using the fulvics, or as they're called, fulvic acid complexes. We'll talk more about that when we come back from our break. Actually, we'll take your phone calls, 844-236-6010. If we have phone calls, 844-236-6010. And then we'll also do some new stories when we come back from our break. On the bright side, I am Pharmacist Ben. We'll return right after this.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders takes her first direct questions from reporters since the release of the Robert Mueller Russia probe summary by Attorney General William Barr.
We absolutely know and have said for over 2.5 years there was no collusion. Now Bob Mueller is also saying the same thing.
Sanders even says the president is willing to see the entire report released publicly, though there are concerns that must first be addressed.
Making sure things like executive privilege and sources and methods and things like that are protected. And that's why the Attorney General will look at this and make the best decision, not just for this president, but for America.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is about to meet with President Trump in the Oval Office, but the Prime Minister is cutting his visit to Washington short to return to Israel following a Gaza rocket attack on Tel Aviv. And this is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
The tradition, the suspense, the race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Lots of lines open, 844-236-6010. Hang on if you're on hold. We'll get to you here in just a moment. Check out the Longevity products at brightsideben.com. PharmacistBen.com or CriticalHealthNews.com and our Truth Skin Health products at TruthTreatments.com. TruthTreatments.com. All right, so we'll continue talking about clay and eating clay and the fulvics and the humus. These are all the humus. Excuse me. These are all. I swallowed something the wrong way there. These are all part of the confusing nature of minerals. Clays and humus and bentonite and kaolin and trace minerals and fulvics, and it's really a vast subject, this whole idea. It's all under the heading of minerals, rocks and metals and the periodic table. We've really gotten into a lot of good stuff here over the last few weeks. The transition metals, I'm not done talking about the transition metals. The rare earths, we haven't really talked about rare earth minerals yet. Dr. Wallach's first book was called Rare Earths, Forbidden Cures, I think it was. And it was all about the rare earths. These are rare earth minerals. These are minerals that are found in the bottom of the periodic table. We're going to talk about those. But I'm going to talk about clay tomorrow. I mean, I've been fascinated with stuff for a really, really long time. Clay is a great detox substance. There is actually, there are people now that clay has become kind of, I won't say a fad yet. It may become a fad here pretty soon, eating clay. Clay is a nutritional supplement. I've known about it for many years as a source of minerals and for detoxification. Bentonite is used in pharmacy and kaolin. Also, kaopectate is used for diarrhea as a way to prevent diarrhea. It sucks up water. Bentonite clay has also been used for food poisoning, food allergies, colitis, parasites. There's a lot of reasons why bentonite clay, in particular, has wonderful, it has been used throughout history as a strategy for staying healthy. But these days there's some folks who believe that it may not be all that healthy. I guess there's always going to be risks to everything. There are some risks because these things adsorb toxins, that you may be taking in toxins. I don't know necessarily that I would worry about it too much. Clay's been around. Clay eating has been something that people have been doing for eons. Geophagy is what it's called. We'll continue talking about clay, nutritional clay, healthful clay, nutritional minerals, and healthful minerals in the fulvix on our next Brightside episode. Speaking of detoxification, I don't know if you guys caught this last week about glyphosate. Glyphosate is a nasty, nasty herbicide, they say. Whenever you hear the word side, C-I-D-E, like herbicide or pesticide, you know about something that kills things. An herbicide kills plants, and glyphosate is the world's most common, most ubiquitous plant killer. It's so effective at killing plants that when it's used to kill weeds, you got to make plants that are resistant to the glyphosate in order to kill the weeds without killing the plants. So they make these things called Roundup Ready plants, and they have to do GMO shenanigans and all kinds of weird things in order to get these plants to be Roundup Ready. Roundup is the brand name for glyphosate. It's the active ingredient. Glyphosate is the active ingredient in Roundup. Anyway, there's nothing good about this stuff. It's awful. Awful, awful stuff. The company that makes it says, well, there's only trace amounts of it, so you don't have to worry. There's so many things wrong about glyphosate. It would take hours to talk about how terrible this stuff is. Now a new study from the University of Washington says that glyphosate increases cancer risk by 41%. Now, I don't know. There's all kinds of... I'm not a big believer in these studies that talk about 41% or 30% or whatever percent. But the point is, the stuff is nasty. And there's no way it's not going to ultimately cause diseases, including cancer. Bentonite clay is one of the best ways to protect yourself from glyphosate toxicity, by the way. Minerals in general, trace minerals, in fact, manganese and molybdenum, two minerals that you don't hear a lot about, particularly manganese. It's a really important relationship between manganese and glyphosate. That is, using manganese, the body uses manganese to detoxify glyphosate. And these trace minerals, like manganese and molybdenum, these transition metals are deficient in the standard American diet. So glyphosate is not only bad, but in combination with our nutritionally deficient diet and our nutritionally deficient bodies, glyphosate packs a 1-2 punch. The most common glyphosate-containing foods are going to be the grains, cereals, grains, and beans. Those are the most common ones. Wheat is especially problematic. Canada, by the way, and North America and Canada are ground zero for glyphosate toxicity, for glyphosate poisoning. Canola, soy, buckwheat, oats, especially soy. You know, you may be eating a lot of veggie burgers because you don't want to eat meat. Guess what? You're probably exposing yourself to GMO and glyphosate much more so than you would if you ate meat. Although eating meat has its own problems, of course. And, of course, the animals are being fed glyphosate, so there's no way to get around it. Glyphosate, by the way, is in the water supply, because glyphosate is one of those weird toxins, one of the rare toxins that's water-soluble, which means it's in the rain. Yes, it rains glyphosate everywhere. That means even if... How stupid have we been with our environment? That means even if you're not using Roundup or glyphosate or eating organic, it's still raining poison on your organic veggies. There's no way to get around it, but you can at least minimize your risk
rice tends to be have less glyphosate than any other grain. So go with rice and quinoa. Rice and quinoa are probably the two best grains to go for, to choose if you want to avoid glyphosate. Wheat is the worst. Wheat and soy and corn are probably the worst. All the cereal grains are the worst. And you can use, if you're worried about glyphosate, you can use certain strategies. Bentonite clay, minerals in general, MSM, sulfur. Sulfur is one of the best ways to protect yourself from glyphosate. And like manganese, sulfur deficiencies are very common because of how we farm. So you get this 1-2 punch of toxicity and deficiency. So use MSM sulfur. Trace minerals, bentonite, charcoal. That's another one all-time great detoxification aid. Get yourself some charcoal. Don't take your charcoal with your nutritional supplements. Anything you do to build glutathione. Glutathione is the way the body detoxifies glyphosate. Glutathione is the body's master detoxifier. It's made up of three amino acids. The key amino acid in there is NAC, or one of the key. Three amino acids, NAC, NAC. I absolutely love NAC, and NAC on its own will help detoxify glyphosate. And it's one reason why you want to take NAC every day, N-acetylcysteine. Selenium is important. Glutamine, the amino acid glutamine is important. The amino acid glycine is extra important. Not only is glycine part of the glutathione molecule, so by using glycine you can help your body build the master detoxifier, but glyphosate has a particularly nasty effect on glycine. Glyphosate is similar to glycine from a molecular perspective, and the body will actually, when it doesn't have glycine, it will incorporate glyphosate. So using glycine as a supplement can be very helpful, or at least eating a lot of bone broth. And go organic with the bone broth, if you can, because the bones are going to have glyphosate in it if it's the wrong kind of bones. It's a big mess. Vitamin C is important. Vitamin D is important. Get yourself out in the sun. There's lots of ways to protect yourself from glyphosate. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Let's go to the... Oh, we got to take a commercial. So hang on. If you're on hold, we'll get to you when we come back from our commercial break. I am Pharmacist Ben. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity. Available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
If you have cancer or know somebody who does, pay attention for the next 60 seconds. I'm Dr. Sanjay Jain, and I'm sitting today with Andy Snyder, the author of this hit new book, Nature's Miracles. Each day, some 4,700 Americans are told that they have cancer. You never know when you'll be next. That's why it's vital you do everything you can to prevent ever getting cancer. That's where this stunning video comes in.
That's right, Dr. Jain. Scientists at the University of Michigan recently confirmed the research that's behind this video. It all has to do with an all-natural, everyday compound that literally causes cancer cells to kill themselves. In fact, in one test, every single time this compound was used to treat a certain type of cancer cell, they all died as a result. They all died. Every person should get their hands on this miracle compound today.
Everybody is talking about this breakthrough video. Go to secretcancerkiller.com right now. Again, that's secretcancerkiller.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
All right, we are back on the bright side, 844-236-6010, and we've got lots of lines open, 844-236-6010. Let's say good morning to Brian in New York. Hey, Brian,
hey,
what's up, buddy?
How's it going today?
It's going good. How you doing? Where in New York are you?
Well, upstate, and I'm also downstate, Long Island.
What's upstate count? What do you mean by upstate?
Utica, Rome.
Oh, yeah, that's upstate. I used to live in Syracuse. Right. And you're in Long
Island.
Right. You're in Long Island now?
Right now I am, yeah.
All right, cool. Yeah. What's going on, man? Yeah. How can we help you?
I had a question regarding the use of the bentonite clay. I was wondering if it's recommended to take that best at night and on an empty stomach as opposed to during the day or in the morning.
Well, it'll tie up nutrients, so you don't want to take it with nutrition.
Right.
On the other hand, if you have any reason to believe that there may be food may be toxic for any reason, it might help. It doesn't really matter if you take it in the morning or the night. Half a teaspoon in water, stir it up. It looks like a puddle, but it's really pretty darn delicious in a weird kind of way. And it's a great source of minerals, particularly magnesium, but also potassium and probably various electrically active trace elements. But it's just good stuff. It's basically a detox, but it's also a source of minerals. You can use it on top of your skin too. Of course, I've been using it. I've been making clay masks for many, many years. It also may help you if you have an issue with if you want to lose weight. If you it's like a natural detox that can help folks lose weight. Sometimes weight can be associated with toxicity, storage of toxicity. It has immune boosting properties. There's a lot of reasons to do bentonite clay. Or Redden clay, which is a gourmet clay, if you could say that. But in any case, drinking half a teaspoonful to a teaspoon every day in water is a good idea, I think, just as a general tonic. Does that help?
All right. Because I was taking it one time, I was taking like a tablespoon. Is that too much?
Didn't bother you at all? I don't think it'd be too much.
No,
tablespoon's
no,
about three teaspoons.
And I was taking it in the morning. I was taking diametaceous earth.
That's good stuff, too. What were you taking the bentonite for, if I could ask?
basically, I think, just to keep clean my system out.
Did you notice anything? Or did you notice anything when you stopped?
I'm trying to remember. I haven't taken it for a while now, but yeah, I probably would be better off back with it.
Yeah, just take it. Whenever you remember to use it. Yeah, that's
right.
Not a big deal. There's better. There's more important things to take, but it's just, it doesn't hurt to do it, and there may be some good health benefits. People have been doing it for years, for literally thousands and thousands of years. Even Neolithically, even cave people did it. All right,
I think that's better than taking like a charcoal. I know that charcoal is good for four.
Charcoal doesn't give you the nutritional value. Charcoal may be a better detoxifier, they're both probably as good from a detoxification standpoint. But with the clays, you get the nutrition. Benefits. You get the minerals.
Right. So I need to get back on that probably then.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea. It's, like I said, there's more important things to do, but it's not a bad idea to add it to your nutritional protocol.
Right. Exactly.
Thank you
right.
so much,
Brian.
By the
way, one other question I was going to ask you. You mentioned in Jersey you were, and I'm thinking the only area that I know is Jersey. You weren't in Newark, that's for sure.
No, I wasn't born in Newark. It was almost
like
as bad.
Hunterdon County, I know, is like, goes back.
I was born in Hunterdon County. Hunterdon County is it's actually quite beautiful. For people who don't know, New Jersey is really, really beautiful state, parts of it, or a lot of it, actually. Hunterdon County, that's where I was born, but I was raised in Trenton, New Jersey, which is not a very nice place.
Right.
Anything else?
All right,
buddy.
All right,
you good. Have a great day.
Thanks.
What's that? All right. I'm sorry, I didn't catch that. All right, Nicole, welcome to the bright side. What's going on? Nicole in Omaha.
Oh. Hey there. Hey, Dr. Ben. I got a quick question for you. I had an organic acid test done, and surprisingly, you were talking about the NAC. That's my integrative doctor. She prescribed that for me, so I've been taking that for a week or so. But it showed high levels of candida. It showed that I wasn't absorbing a lot of vitamins. My amino acids were mostly all zero.
Acids are a sign of general toxicity. When cells die, they release acids. There are critters, if you will, bacteria and yeast that are acidic, release acids. So the organic acid test, even though they isolate all the different acids, but it's just basically a sign of sickness. When the body's acidic, we get sick. The more acids represent a sign of toxicity of dying. Things are dying. They're not being held together. Acids are important for metabolism inside a cell, and when a cell dies, these acids get released. And that's what you're looking at when you have an organic acid test, is lots of cells dying, or they're looking for cell death, even though they measure it by acids. So NAC and toxicity. So NAC is just a general detox. Why did you have an organic acid test done? What was the purpose? Are you just not feeling well?
Oh, gosh, no. I haven't felt good for months, major fatigue, not absorbing nutrients, and I just can't get to the bottom of it.
I'll get to the bottom of it. I'll tell you how to get to the bottom of it, literally. Your bottom, which is your digestive system. That's where you're looking at. That's the main reason why you'll have an issue. The organic acids or organic acid measurements are way downstream from where the damage is. Are you following me? Way downstream. The damage is way upstream from when you see the organic acid test. So you can't really do anything directly for the acids. What you got to do is you got to go upstream to where the toxicity is beginning, and it always begins in the gut because that's the interface between the outside world and the inside world. So you always go back to the gut. And so listen, I'm not a psychic, Nicole, and you just called me. I never talked to you before, right? You got a digestive problem, a big one, to the extent that you have your organic acid. I'm not telling you anything you don't know, right?
Right.
Am I telling you anything you don't know?
No, no. What do you think is the best way to combat it, though? Do I go after candida? Do I get tested?
No. Listen to what I'm saying. This is a really important question because we overthink and we pay authorities like naturopaths and chiropractors and doctors we pay them extra to overthink because they're bigger thinkers than we are. We're smaller thinkers because we don't have all the facts, so they're bigger thinkers. Mm. They extra overthink. We overthink. They extra overthink. I'm saying don't overthink. Don't extra overthink. Simplify. How do you simplify? You go back to the source of toxicity, which is always going to be the digestive system, unless you're injecting things through your skin. That's the exception. Vaccines and people who do IV drugs, they will experience the same kind of issues that somebody with a digestive problem will experience. You understand what I'm saying? Because they're injecting things into the blood. Food is for most of us, food is how things get into the blood. You know, and think about it. Everything we eat becomes the blood, literally. Not everything, but because we excrete. But what we don't eliminate becomes the blood. And so the blood is becomes toxic. Acids are a sign the blood is toxic. They can even measure acids in the blood, for that matter. And that always happens from digestive issues. It half starts young. It starts for most of us, you know, in the womb, or at least after very shortly after we're born. Do a food diary, Nicole.
Yep.
Actually fast for a day or two if you really want to get down to it, and stop eating for a day or two, then do a food diary, and then the elimination diet. The usual suspects are going to be sugar, grains of all kinds, beans, legumes, soy, which is a bean, peanuts, which is a bean. I mean, it could be anything, but those are the likely suspects. Sometimes eggs, and sometimes dairy too. Those are the most likely suspects, but it could be anything, and you don't really want to get all sidetracked on good foods and bad foods. You want to see what's personally your battle. What is your particular battles? And it may be that the most common ones are going to be involved. It likely is going to be the most common ones that are involved, but do some research on your own. Or test your body. Let your body be a laboratory. Take notes. Watch what happens when you eat. It's the most important thing. Start paying attention to how your body responds to the foods that you're eating. That's where the problem is. That's the bottom of it, as you say. Can't get to the bottom of it. That's the bottom of it. Now, later on, you're going to want to stabilize your blood sugar. You're going to want to calm everything down with breathing techniques and anti-anxiety and anti-stress techniques. But the start is always the digestive system, the triangle of disease. The digestive system first, then the blood sugar system, then the adrenal thyroid complex. You don't work on the adrenal thyroids before you work on the digestive system and the blood sugar system. And you don't work on anything until you work with the digestive system, the blood sugar system, and the adrenal thyroid complex, which is the triangle of disease. Does that help you, Nicole?
That does. That does help me. I've eliminated dairy some months ago. I haven't done gluten for 2 years.
That's all good. That's all great, but you still have... That's all very good, but there's still something else... I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt, but there's still something else you haven't eliminated because you're still toxic. Right?
I know, so, I can't get to the bottom of what
food
it is.
Diary.
I
mean, food diary. Take notes.
Okay.
And then start eliminating things. First, fast, clear the decks for a couple of days, and then take notes. That's the most important thing you could do. Go ahead.
Bone broth on the fast?
I'd fast for a couple of days. I wouldn't do anything if I were you. Not just me, but yeah, water. Celery water if you have to, but I would just do water if you can. Hey, I got to go, Nicole. Thanks for your call. Appreciate it. Yeah, don't overcomplicate. We overthink. The biggest disease we suffer from, overthinkitis. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844. That's it. We're out of time. Have a beautiful day. We'll talk to y'all later, folks. Bye for now.
Ew, get the stinky dog away from me.
Bad breath and bad gas.
PD stopped eating. All his hair fell out.
Itching, licking, missing fur.
At least $5,000 in vet bill.
Creams, antibiotics, sprays.
No results.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite. DINOVITE.com.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed him something healthy.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
Dynavite is nutrition.
The shedding is stopped and the itching is stopped.
Her coat is now soft. It's silky. It's healthy and shiny and glossy.
She's got life. She's got energy.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
Dynavite's the bomb.
Dynavite is the best thing that's ever happened to my dogs, you know, besides me, of course.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
Dynavite for life.
DINOVITE.com.
Would you like to get